welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Rebecca Fry. I'm a vegan natural food chef from San Francisco, California. Today I'll be demonstrating a jeweled quinoa salad with kale, Brussels sprouts, and pistachios. Quinoa is the highest in protein of all of the grains. It's a great source of protein for vegetarians because of the fact that it is almost a complete protein with all of the essential amino acids contained in it. It's fluffy and nutty and it's delicious. Now, kale is a wonderfully nutritious superfood. It is a dark leafy green and can be integrated into many recipes. In today's recipe, we're using it raw. However, we'll be using a technique called massaging that actually breaks down the kale to make it more digestible. We will also be integrating Brussels sprouts in a finely chopped form, as well as goji berries, which are a great berry that are high in antioxidants. First, I'm going to start out by chopping the leeks for our sauté. They have a delicate flavor as opposed to onions. So we're going to do a fine chop on these leeks. And the leeks, being slightly sweet, will go very well with our Brussels sprouts. Okay, now before I chop the other leek, I'm going to get our oil heated up for the sauté. So I'm going to use 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. Coconut oil is a wonderful oil to use for sautéing as it withstands high heat and is also very nutritious. Coconut has a unique set of medium chain fatty acids, which is a great form of fat for the body to use for energy. Be sure if you're using coconut oil that you are okay with the flavor of coconut in whatever dish it is that you're preparing. It looks like our oil is nice and hot, so we'll add our leeks in. Kind of break those up as you put them in the pan so that they come out into their individual layers. Now these leeks have been pre-cleaned, but leeks can be very dirty, so it's important that you clean between the layers when using leeks. Start to get this all coated with the oil. Now while our leeks are sautéing, I'm going to show you the technique that I've used to chop up the Brussels sprouts. For this recipe, we want to get the Brussels sprouts chopped very finely. So to do that, we're going to trim off the tough end, then cut the Brussels sprout in half lengthwise, turn it upside down so you have them on a flat cooking surface, and then chop crosswise into thin strips. So our leeks are starting to soften here. So I'm going to go ahead and add in the Brussels sprouts at this point. Turn up the heat just a little bit. I really love using Brussels sprouts in this form because of the fact that they're cut so small. It really brings out the sweetness of the Brussels sprout. Brussels sprouts actually can get very bitter tasting if you overcook them. But if you do it just right, they're delicious and very nutritious. So we're going to go ahead and season with salt and pepper at this point. You want to season fairly generously. And some fresh ground black pepper. It's always my favorite. Garlic is something you want to add in after you've got some of your other ingredients going because it'll burn very quickly if it gets stuck to the pan. So we'll add in our garlic. It'll also help to bring out the sweetness of both the leeks and the Brussels sprouts. This is fresh ground coriander. Coriander comes from the cilantro plant, which we will also be using in its fresh form to season the dish towards the end. Coriander is sweet and earthy smelling, and it's delicious with Brussels sprouts. Now, because I like a little heat in everything I cook, I'm going to add a little bit of red pepper flakes. These are just crushed red pepper flakes. About a half a teaspoon is fine. Our Brussels sprouts and leeks are getting bright green in color, and that's how you know that they're almost done. And right towards the end, I'm going to add in goji berries. Adding them to the saute will allow the goji berries to soften up a little bit and also brings out their bright red color. I am, however, going to hold a few back to garnish our dish at the end. So as we add the goji berries, you can see why this is called a jeweled salad, as you have the bright emerald green and the ruby red from the goji berries. This is about done, so I'm going to go ahead and turn the heat off, and we're going to let this cool down a little bit while we work on our kale. Kale is very thick, dense green. Most dishes you would saute kale and add some spices to it, which is a great way of preparing it. But it's also really fun to use this technique of massaging kale. That way the kale is still raw, which holds in all of the enzymes, but it breaks it down so it's more digestible for your body to handle. So to massage kale, first we're going to start with olive oil. Going to add about a half a tablespoon. You want to use really nice, good extra virgin olive oil is important here. Then a key point in massaging kale is to use an acid. Today I'm going to use apple cider vinegar because it's sweet and not too overpowering as a vinegar. So we're going to use about a tablespoon in here. And then lastly, we're going to use some fresh ground sea salt. The salt helps to break down the kale as well because of the coarseness of it. So sea salt is especially important here. So now what we're going to do is go ahead and get in here with our hands and massage the kale. So what you want to do is start with kind of a rolling action with the kale, and it's going to take a minute for all of the oil and vinegar to get all mixed up in here. It's kind of fun. Get your hands working, and you can see already the kale is starting to turn a bright green color, so already we're starting to break it down. So we're going to work this briefly for just a few minutes it takes of constant massaging to break down the kale. I love kale. I use it a lot in salads, like I mentioned before, stir fries. And this is a technique you could use if you wanted to add kale in with some other greens for a fresh green salad. You'll feel it in your hands. It's starting to get much, much softer, almost to the texture of if it had been cooked. But it's the action of the vinegar and the salt and the coating of the oil that breaks it down like this. Okay, so our kale is finely massaged. Now, we're going to take a look at our quinoa. So today we started with 1 cup of raw quinoa and added 2 cups water and cooked for 25 minutes. And it comes out fluffy, and you can smell a nice nuttiness of quinoa. So I'm going to season it gently with salt and pepper. Quinoa can be used just plain as a substitute for rice in many dishes, but it's great in a grain salad such as this. It makes for a really satisfying side dish, but today it's more of an entree because we're going to add tofu at the end, actually. It makes it very hearty and substantial. And now, it's important that for this recipe that the quinoa is not piping hot when you add it to your other ingredients, but just warm is fine. So, I'm going to add it in with our massaged kale here. And our Brussels sprout mixture has also cooled down a little bit. So, everything should be right about at the same temperature. Warm, but not hot. Okay, so we're going to now add this mixture into the bowl as well. Smells so good. Smell the leeks and the Brussels sprouts and the coriander. Yum. We want to get all the kale up from the bottom. The leeks mixed in. Quinoa. You can see all these beautiful colors coming together. We're also going to add in pistachios, which are a good dose of healthy fats and vitamins. I'm going to do a rough chop on these pistachios. You want them coarsely chopped. They don't need to be too fine, but you don't want a large chunk of pistachio anywhere either. Add those in and maybe hold just a little bit back to garnish at the very last minute. And now we're going to add in some fresh cilantro, which mimics the flavor of the coriander that we used in the saute. And then lastly, I've got some baked tofu chunks here. Marinate some tofu in some tamari soy sauce and then bake for about 20 to 25 minutes and chop into chunks. This is really going to up the protein content and really take this from a side dish to a main dish. So we'll add those in. Okay, and we're ready to plate up. And we're going to top this with just a few more of the goji berries and just a little bit of pistachio. Go ahead and give this a taste. Make sure you get a little bit of everything in one bite. Mmm, so good. And there we have it. Here's the finished product of our jeweled quinoa salad. I actually came up with this recipe when I was working on a project for vegan nutrition during pregnancy. This is a great dish to eat during pregnancy as you've got double the protein from your quinoa and the tofu, plus all the vitamins and nutrition in the kale and the Brussels sprouts and the leeks and the goji berries. But actually, it is good to note that a vegan diet during pregnancy has been proven that significantly reduces the chances of having preeclampsia or hypertension during pregnancy. Also, a vegan diet reduces the morning sickness that women often experience during pregnancy. And the American Dietetics Association has actually shown that a vegan diet at all stages of life will definitely provide you all of the nutrition you could ever need and more. So enjoy your food, enjoy your vegan lifestyle. Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.